ועל דף י' עמד בייס במכניסה תונה we learned in הברייסה what is פשט על תיגזו בדורך על תפסיו פסיה גסה והכניסו חמו לעיר. So they learned פשט על תיגזו בדורך means that there was two ציבויים of יוסף הצדיק. But see what Rashi says, Mesnise tonne, Mai al tilgizu badorich, al taziku atzmeichem bepsiye gase. You shouldn't be mazik yourself. Perhaps when a person hurts himself, he gets into matzav of roiges. Al taziku atzmeichem bepsiye gase. Vachnisu chamo leir, kshaato lonin v'sheichvin badorich bayoris. When you're still on the way, so you rest in different cities while you're on the way. Hachnisu le'ir ba'oid shachama zerachas, so you should make sure you should enter the ear when the sun is still shining. Now the Marsha and the Ben Yoyoda say, why all of a sudden did he tell them these two tzivuyim al tapsiyu psiye gase? You should enter Vahichnisu Chamo Le'ir. By God, I mean, they were traveling the whole time. They didn't know till now these anhugis. So they say because, Yosef HaTzadik had told them, Maru, that they should hurry up and go to tell Yaakov. Yaakov was Betzar the whole time. He was unaware what was happening with them, what was happening with Yosef, so it was a mitzvah of Maru. So perhaps one might think, al tzitz mitzvah, perhaps shulchim mitzvah in the zeiken. So they could make a psiya gaso, or they could travel by the chaparayim, so be able to travel more by day, and they'll enter the city when it's night already. So he told them, no, that this is, here there's no Eitzah of Shluchim Mitzvahin in Ezekin, Mistama, this is Hezekei Motzi. So therefore, he told them, now, Al Tavsiyu Psiye Gase, Bechnisu Chamo Le'il. Al Tavsiyu Psiye Gase, the Oma Mar, Psiye Gase, Neiteles, Echad Mechomesh Meyes, Mim Oir Einov. A person makes a psiya gase, so 1/500th of his eyesight gets weaker, takes away 1/500th of his eyesight. Shalodom. Bechnisu chamo le'ir, kid Rav Yehuda marav, the Omar Rav Yehuda marav, lo'ilom yeitzei odom bechitoiv, v'yikones bechitoiv. A person should leave in the morning when it's light already, and v'yikones bechitoiv, he should enter the city when it's light. This was before that Yosef HaTzadik sent them out when it was light. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Yetzei Odom B'chi Toiv, Sheyamtim Ad Sheyoyer, but you should wait till it gets light, K'moy Vayar Elokim Esa'oyer Ki Toiv. V'ikoneis B'chi Toiv, Bo'erev, in the evening, Bo'oid Shechamo Zerachas, when the Bo'oid Shechamo Zerachas She'ein Listin Mitzuyim. So, that you should make sure that you are not on the derech when it's dark already. That means you should go off the derech when it's still light, so you are insured from listing. Inami Shelo Yipel Beboires Ubekoim Shabir. You should not fall into the boiris and the cracks of the city. If you're coming to a city at night and it's completely dark, we have to understand there's no street lights there. You have strange people walking around. You don't know where to find yourself. So they'll think you're ganovim, you're meraglim. So you should come into the city when it's still light. Now, L'chayre, Rashi says here three pshatim, and L'chayre is an afkemina l'haloche between the three pshatim. According to the first pshat, the whole tachlis is that they should not be traveling on the derech when it's dark. Because when it's dark, so memele, so then listim, there's listim mitzuyim. So therefore, they should leave the derech miba'oyyoy. Now, we're in the, when they're in the city already, it's according to the first pshat of Rashi, so then it could be dark already. There's no problem being in the city when it's dark. The whole problem is that they shouldn't be on the derech when it's dark. Now, the second two mahalchim in Rashi, inami shloipo beboiris bekoim shebo'ir, that in the city alone there's a danger when it's dark. Or v'shleilu olav alilois meragalat oiganev, so memele, so there the yichnas bechitoiv is not yichnas bo'ir bechitoiv, no yichnas al beis meloinei bechitoiv, that he should be in by the hot. And Rashi Take in Psachim says, Hayoitzi ledehi konis alvis lebeis moloin ba'it achamu zeirachas. That means it's not sufficient they're entering the city, that they have to enter the place where they're going to be lodging for the evening, also bechitoiv. Habayka oir vadoshim shulcho heima v'chamereyem, ikan sheyotzu bechitoiv, v'uredin likoneis bechitoiv. Yes, from the Lakos of Bu, I crow, Elamursad Ravuda Svoru, Vlay Boy crow. Let us see Taisvis. Psi Agasa, Natalis Achas, Michomish, Meyes, Mimar Einav Shalodom. Vain Lahakshais, Imkain, Bechomish, Meyes, Psi Agasais. If one Psi Agasa takes away 1/500, so if a person makes 500 Psi Agasas, Yenito, Kol, Moir Einav Shalodom. So that means he'll become blind already. And we see that people make psiyas gases, but they're not blind. The first psiyah takes 1/500. The second step takes less than the first one. Michomesh meyos hanishorim. That means it is not 1/500, it's 1/500 of what is left over. So as his eyesight becomes poorer, so the psiyagasa takes away a smaller amount with each psiyagasa. Kimoi b'isuriyosa devei rebi, v'tzaloi ma'isa mimasha nisha. The Gemara in Ksuba says that speaking about that if there's left over, let's say a ben is yoyrish, and the parnose for the bonos is the nadin for the chasne, they take from the ben hayoyrish, and there's a din isel nechosim that the bonos can take an isel nechosim from the yerushas haben. So the Gemara asks the kasha. So what happens if you have one ben that yarshined nichse oviv, and he is blessed with 10 sisters, so he'll be left over with nothing. Each one's going to take 10% of the Yerusha, and he'll be left over with nothing. So the Gemara says, no, that what Rebbe holds, they take a tenth, that it's a tenth of what is left over. So here it's also the same thing, that it's the 1/500th of what amount of eyesight he has, so he loses 1/500th of that. So it comes out he'll never completely lose his eyesight, because the less he has, the less he'll lose. Avoladayin koshe, the maishna psia rishayne, the neiteles yoysa minashniye. That means, in logic, Taisvis asks, it doesn't make sense. That means, bishleim by Rebbe, so that's the seder. The schusse abonois is they have a schus to take of one tenth of what is left of the Yerusha, not one tenth, an absolute one tenth from the Yerusha. So that's a seder. But over here, if Lemaisa Hepsia, if Hepsia Gasa takes one, a certain amount of his eyesight away, so Memela, why does the second Psia take less? How we do understand this? Ela yeshloima deloine teles elo psia rishoina dafke. That only the first psia gasa he makes, that is detrimental to his eyesight. Umikan ve'elech kiven de dosh dosh. So lemaise, So that's Psepsi Gassan. So he told them on the first Psi Gassan that they shouldn't take, because they're going to lose with that Psi Gassan. Inami, Psi Rishoyne, Noitelas Tvei, Mishum Dechol, Ascholes Koshes. The Tesis, so Lechere, now Tesis is going back to the first Teretz, that Be'emison, the Cheshbin is Taka 1/500th of what he has, and Lemaisa, the second and third Psi is take away less. And the reason for this is because this Acheshbin, the Hascholois, the earlier Psi's are kosher, so they have a more detrimental effect on, they have a more detrimental effect on the person than the later Psi's, so that's why the Taka take away less. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Chiye, a mahalach baderech, if a person is mahalach baderech, he's traveling, al yoicher yoiser mishnei ra'ovim. He should not eat more than he eats in the hunger year. That means that in the hunger year we'll have later that a person should not indulge in food, he should minimize the amount of food he's eating, although he has food to eat. So the same thing, when a person is mahalach baderech, he should also minimize the amount of food he's eating. The Ben Yehuda says, perhaps a remez for this halach is vayancho vayari vecho. Vayancho, when there's a inui derech, is vayari vecho, so memele, so then one should be marev himself. My time, what is the reason that for this anhoge? Hochi tagimu mishum mayone, bebarova omri mishum mezaini. In Bavel they said the reason was alts mayona, and now she saw the reason was mishum mezaini. Now what is this? Let us see Rashi. Lo yoichal yoisa mimash oichal bishnei ra'ovim, d'amalakamon shetzoich lahariv atzmai bishnei ra'ovim. Later we learned that a person should take hunger himself b'shnei ra'ovim. See, he should do the same. Hocha. So then the Gemara said, now we explained this reason. There was a difference of opinion why this halacha applies. So hocha tagimu mishum ayon. So hocha b'bavel. In Bavel, they explained this halacha Talmud Zabablihu. This is Talmud Bavli, so they say Hoche, Bechimishtoi Bebovel, Kama Hoche, so when they're speaking in Bovel, they say, here, we explain this Aloche as follows. V'chol holon v'holohu Bebovel Kama, this is for us, that means the Bavliim, holohu the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Mishum mayono, Shaloi yischalchulu meyov shel odom, Beroiv achilosoi, Mipnei teirech haderech. It seems this is a strain, it weakens the intestines of the person. So according to the first Pshat in Rashi, Mayono is somehow, it's a lotion of Bnei Ma'ayim. Mishum Mayono, the Bnei Ma'ayim, that means if he ate a lot, so there's a lot of digestion that has to be done. And Leidach Gisa, there's a Teirech HaDerech. So this is not a good competition, this is Mechalchol Meyev Shalodom. Yesh oimrim yu meyav shel odom shoifchin ze lo ze kain mayon. That means it's not a lotion of bnei ma'ayin, it's a lotion of mayon, that's the kilkul which will come out from the ribu yachire, the ribu yachile together with the teirach aderech. Taisvis says mishum mayona, Taisvis learns like the first chat of Rashi, Peirish mishum shabnei ma'ayim avikoshalu, that's difficult, there's the complications come into the bnei ma'ayim. The Rabbeinu Hananel says, means that if this was pasha would seem out health purposes, it's not healthy, he's making himself sick. Ben Hananel says, Perish im yoichol harbe, yikacheyu shilshu, v'yovoy lehis'acher min ha'shayora. A practical reason that Lamaise, he's going to lose the shayora, the caravan he's going with. Rabbeinu Gershom says, משום מיונה שאם אוכל הרבה מסכבד במייב אין יוכל לילך. It's also such a type of a pshat that Vakertis is full, he can't go. So this is that's how in Bovel they said pshat. במרוב האומרי משום מזייני. משום מזייני, Rashi says, שמו לא יהיה לו לאחר כך. Maybe lady won't have, if he's in a person does not have a pas besaloi, only he has what he took along, so if he'll indulge a lot, come out, eventually he won't have enough. He might not have enough food to survive out. So therefore, he should be marav esatzman. My benayu, what's the nafkamina, whatever the reason is, ike benayu, the yosef ba'arve, if he's traveling by ship. Inami de ka'ozol me'avno le'avno. So let's see what Rashi says, the yosef ba'arve, sha'oilech besfine, z'mishum mizayni ike, there's a problem, he's in the middle of the ocean, so l'maise, he has to be careful and ration his food. Mishum mayone leke, but this problem, there's no teirech haderech, because he's not, he's, there's no physical exertion from him, but by the traveling. Or, me avne la avne, mokem molen hatagrim, mikfar le kfar. That means he's traveling from one hotel to another hotel. The mishtakrim is zaini. So, mamele, there's not too great a difference. The distance between one city and the other city, so that means he could be assured that there'll be food. But the problem of mayone is ikal meichis. Rav Pope kol parse uparse ochel choda rifte. Rav Pope ate, by each parse, he ate, one bread. Tosavar mishum mayone. He holds the Thomas Alts Mayone. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Kol parso parso ochel hifte, kesover af popo hoda omar rabbonu leilechol tfei mishum mayone. Viu leimistefi mimayone. He wasn't afraid of this. The balbosar have it. It was very stout, and it seems that he had nothing what to be afraid of." Inyan Acher, it's unclear why this combination doesn't affect him of Ribuy Achille plus Tirche Saderech. Inyan Acher, Kreisei Rechove, Kedi Ise Bebob Metzie, Bekochoshi Veivori Derapope Chish Gvurosoi, there the Gemara speaks about the size of the Eiver of Rav Pope, which was very large. Lefikach yochel lechol harbei veini mazik loy. It's difficult to understand the difference between the two pshotim. Here is balboso, kreisei rechove. Upon him, it didn't bother him. The Ben Yehuda wants to say that the reason that this cheshbon of one rifte, one bread, a parse, he brings a gemore m'psochim daf peites, Rav Pope v'Ravuna b'reider of Yeshua, they were eating together. They made a shutfist that they're eating together. So the gemore says, but Rav Pope was a very quick eater. And by the time it took Ravuna to eat one bread, is Rav Pope ate four breads. So that seems he used to eat four times as much as a normal person. And he wants to say, he says, Chazal tell us that one should eat by a derech the shir of shnas ra'ovayim. He says, but we don't know exactly what the shira is. He wants to say that ro'ov is oisius reva, that one should eat a quarter of the amount he usually eats. So he says normal people ate one bread and four pasois, and he ate. He ate four breads. That was tastes, you should eat tastes. So normally a person eats tastes one bread. That's the normal amount. And he ate four breads. Seems he didn't cut down. He says he ate. Kaponim here, the Gemara says he didn't cut down. He held al kaponim that he wasn't chayish from his zayni, and he held that the Indian was. That's why he ate so much. He says that was his. He ate a normal achila. He says he ate a normal achila. So he ate four times as much as a normal person. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav Kol Amarev Atzmai B'Shnei Ra'ovein Nitzol Mimisa Mishune. A person, and he was speaking about that Be'etzim he has enough to eat. No, Amarev Atzmai, he's cutting his rations B'Shnei Ra'ovein. Either the purpose is either to be Meshtatef B'Tzar Shel Tzibur, or the purpose is that he eats less, and the extra food he has, he is mechalik it to other ra'evim who don't have food. Is nitzel mimisa mishune. So he will be nitzel mimisa mishune. We'll see. Rashi says amisa mishune. Rashi says is meis becherev uberov. That is not a normal misa. That there's a double study that is Mizgaber al Chayiv, that means al Pitivoy, he should still be alive, no, so that his life is chapped away. Chomisa Shaini Bidei Malach Hamovis Keder Kol Odom al Mitosoi, that's called Amisa Mishune. So Memele, so that what he does this Pu'ule, so he's Zeiche with this Avtoche. Shenema Berov Podecho Mimovis. Is mirov mi boile. It should have said that you'll be nitzel from rov. What's birov? Elohochi koma. Bishar shemariv atzmai bishnei ra'ovoim nitzel mimisa mishune. So birov, that way he's hungering himself, he's nitzel mimisa mishune. Bishar shemetzair atzmai rashi edep. So different girsik shisrael betzar. So it seems Rashi learned his first mahalach that he's mishtatef b'tzar shel tzibur. So that's who he's nitzel mimisa mishun. Omar Reish Lakish also la'odam l'shamish mitosoi b'shnei ra'ovei. One is not permitted l'shamish mitosoi. Shenemar l'yosef yulat shnei bonim b'terem tovoi shna sarov. So why is the pasuk telling us that the lady of the bonim was b'terem tovish nasarov, to tell us the fakel that the Yosef was mishamish mitos, he davke terem tovish nasarov. Later, he wasn't mishamish mitos. Tana, we learned, chasuche bonim, mishamish mitoseyem, b'shnei ra'oven. Those who don't have children, who want mekayim piri berivye, they are permitted to be mishamish mitos. Let us see Rashi. Also, l'shamish mitosei b'shnei ra'ovein, t'zorich odom linaik tzar ba'atzmai. The Ben Yehuda wants to say, could be that meniyas tashmish, either one of the two, either pshat is perhaps by bizman ra'ovein, many people are unable to be mishamish because since they're in a matzav of rovim, they don't have this taive. So they're unable to be mishamish. I feel he is able, he should be noyik tzar ba'atzmoy. Or he wants to say, could be, since there's a ra'ovayim, and the posik was machane tashmish, b'shem lechem, kim alechem asho oichol, ochla mochsapiyo. So, just like we see min ha-shema, that the people are suffering from menias alechem, menias oichol, so therefore he should be meneya himself in an inyan which is also has Hashem lechem and Hashem oichu, but that's why he should be mitzayr himself. Chesuchei vonim, chaseirei bonim. The garsinon b'menoches legabi meneira mechsichei kulei hai. Shalaikimu pirya v'rivya. So, that means those who weren't mekayim pirya v'rivya, They are permitted to be mishamish. Let us see Taisvis. Also, la odam l'shamish mitosei b'shnei ra'ovei. V'im taimah, v'yecheved nilda b'in ha'chemes. V'oisei ha'eis, eis rov hoyo. That means that they came already the second year of the ra'ovei. V'alkolchoch shimshu mitoseim b'shnei ra'ovei. They were mishamish mitisei b'shnei ra'ovei. And here it says, also la'odo. V'yeshloime de l'kula alma la'yhavei osa. It's not osa. Alomi sheroitza lineg atzmai b'chsidis. V'yosef le'shimesh avol shar b'nei odom shimshu. So we have to understand what is Taisvish Teretz. Taisvish says, it's not osa. So, could be Taisvis, perhaps you can learn a few ways pshat in Taisvis. Either Taisvis means to say that the Yisurim are relative. That means a person who's Noig Atzmei Bechsidis is, by him, it is also Take. By Havi also Elomi Shereitzalinig Atzmei Bechsidis, a person who's Noig Bechsidis, he has a different Shulchan Aruch. He has a different Anhoge. For him, it's Taka Osa. Like the Beis Halevi says Pshat in the beginning of Parashas Miketz, Ashrei Yagever Asher Som Hashem Miftachoi Zu Yosef. Yosef was a Baal Bitochem. Leipon Ola Rehovim. Then the Medrash says, Atayna Yosef, that that he was ponel, Rehovim was ponel to the Mitzrayim, but his shtadlus to the Saramashkin, he was nenash. So the Medrash is very unclear. It starts off by saying that Asher gave Shosam Hashem Miftachoi, at Yosef, he was a gebal betochen, and then there's a tri on him. So the Beis Halevi says pshat, that Pekert, the amount of ishtadlus one is permitted to do, is dependent on the madrega of bitochen he's up to. A person who is a meiridike bal bitochen, so afilu amiyat ishtadlus is also. A person is not on this madrega, so he has a different seder. So it could be, so that's the medrash. The medrash is ashrei yagevos asom Hashem miftachi. That was Yosef, was a meiridike bal bitochen, so there was a tvi on him, on the miyat ishtadlus that he had done, but, why he did that. So it could be that's what Taisus means over here, that lehavi osa elo lemisha reitzalineg atzmei bechsidis. A person who's neig bechsidis, for him it's taka osa. It's v'yosef leishimish. Yosef wasn't mishamish, for him it was taka osa. Osa la'odam means a odam hamu'ule, a chosid is osa. Avol shal b'nei odam shimshu. The others were mishamish. The Chaim HaKodesh asks Akasha, he says, if it's Tali in Chassidus, he says, so Levi wasn't a chosid, to mecho v'ilrecho le'ish chassidecho, the pasuk calls him a chosid also, so Mestame wasn't a chosid. Other Rishainim for emphatis was kasha that the emerson the Israel of Shimush the Israel of Oin is Zdavke if Klal Yisrael is Bitzah. The Umas Oilama Bitzah that doesn't create an Israel. Klal Yisrael is Bitzah. So Memele, the Shvotim, Lamaisa, we heard yesterday, there was Taka, they had Chitim. By them it wasn't a Ra'oven. They had enough. So Memele, by them, at the Tonga Gang in the Issa. Yosef did not know Vestutzach by Zay. So Yosef was, so he thought by them there was a Ra'oven also. So Memele, that's why Yosef wasn't Mishamish. By them, they knew Klal Yisrael was not in the Ratz above Rav, and some of they were permitted to be Mishamish. Others want to say a Teretz, the Yinyak, he wants to say a very interesting Teretz. He wants to say that Levi wasn't Mekayim Piri Verivia. He didn't have a daughter, so he was permitted. We have Chasuche Bonim. Hi, Yosef. So he says, Yosef did have a daughter. He says, how do we know Yosef had a daughter? It says in Parshas Vayigash, that they told Yosef, Bitchon u'mevakshim. So why says he had a daughter? So he had a daughter. She was Mekayim Piri V'Rivia. They weren't Mekayim Piri V'Rivia. Levi wasn't Mekayim Piri V'Rivia. The Marsha says the Psateretz as follows. The Marsha says that, that by Emerson, Yosef wasn't Mekayim Piri V'Rivia, Levi wasn't Mekayim Piri V'Rivia, and by Emerson, he says that Pidalke shall Toisvis, but I don't know if he means that this is Pshat and Toisvis. He says as follows, if a person wasn't, that the Gemara is also Lodom L'Shamas Mitose B'Shnei Ra'ovein, there's an Issa, the Takan Issa. The Issa applies to a person who wasn't Mekayim Piri V'Rivia. That's the Issa. This applies to someone who wasn't Mekayim Piri V'Rivia. There's an Issa. Now, Yosef was not Mekayim Piri V'Rivia. He only had two sons. He wasn't Mekayim Piri V'Rivia. So Yosef did it al pi Sidis. It was Takar Sidis that he did it. Levi did not do al pi Sidis. Because a Me'ikir didn't, it's Mutter. But the Gemara derives from Yosef. The Gemara derives from Yosef that there's an Israel, because if there wouldn't be an Israel by a person who was Mekayim Piri V'Rivia, there wouldn't be a Milsa de Chasidus by a person who wasn't Mekayim. That means the Milsa de Chasidusa is built on Be'etzim. There is an Israel. That means since there's an Israel. For a person that was Mekayim Piri V'Rivia, so Memele, so there is such an Inyan of Prisha, there's an Isser Takas, so Memele, Achosid is Moses. So even though he had a Heter, he wasn't Mekayim Piri V'Rivia, but he was Moses in the Isser. That's what the Marsha says. And Levi wasn't the Mekayim, this Milsa de Chsidus, and then Isser, there's not. Now, l'chayre, a shtikel ha'ora on this marsho, l'chayre, first I thought, we have a very interesting machlokes between Yosef and Levi. That means both of them weren't Mekayim Piri V'Rivia. Both of them weren't Mekayim Piri V'Rivia. But, Yosef held al Chassidus, it'll be Pirish. And Levi, it wasn't Pirish. It'll be Mekayim Piri V'Rivia. So we have a very interesting machloikas and anhoge, as a milsa de chsidusa is doiche achiyev. And then it's very modna, a milsa de chsidusa should be doiche achiyev, the zachiyev of Piri V'Rivia. I mean, what is pshat? What is pshat? So first I thought something, but then I'd like to share, I wanted to say as follows. The Ramban says that the Ovis were Mekayim, the Torah be'Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they were Mekayim the Torah, Koidim Shenitnu.
in Chutz Loretz, they weren't Mekayim the Torah. That's why Yaakov Avinu married two sisters in Chutz Loretz, and he says, Taka, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, so Rachel was Nivka, because it was Nivka, because, and she was also Alzachis Ishtoi. So I wanted to say, could be that was the Chilik. Levi was in Eretz Yisrael, some Mele, so he is a chiv of Piriya Verivya. He is a chiv of Piriya Verivya. It's Eretz Yisrael. Yosef was in Mitzrayim. So Mitzrayim, there's no chiv of Piriya Verivya. So then he can do a Mirsa Dechsidus. That's what I thought first. Could be that was the chilik. But then I realized I'm making a tremendous toys. Because Be'emison, we're not speaking about the mitzvah of Piriya Verivya was Nemr Levnei Noyach Koyde Matan Teire. The mitzvah Puravu says in Noyach, so there's a chiyuv of, this we're not speaking about, Kaidim Shenitnu, we're speaking about there's a chiyuv of Bnei Noyach, a period of Rivye. So Lechayre, so it's not Frumkeiten over here, we can say there was Noyach in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Loretz. This is, there's a real chiyuv of the Zachiv to Bnei Noyach, and so Bamayla, so Bamayla, so Staka Kasha and Yosef, what's Pshat in the Marsha? And how could Yosef do a milsa dechsidusa if be'etzem is still machuyev in piriya verivye? B'derech doichik, I thought maybe we could say as follows, that Yosef knew that there's going to be a rov for 7 years, and after 7 years the rov is going to end. So Mamelis, it could be that Yosef held that it's not called he was Oiker, the mitzvah of Piriya Verivya. So he's ma'acher the mitzvah. He's ma'acher the mitzvah now. He's not being Oisek in the mitzvah because of Milsa Dechsiduse. And in another 5 years, another 7 years will be Tzurik Oisek the mitzvah. Levi did not know the Cheshbon. Levi didn't know the Cheshbon how long the Rav is going to be. Yosef knew Cheshbonus. Levi didn't know the Cheshbon. So I'll wait till later. I mean, who knows how long this Rav will last? So Mamela, it could be. That's why Levi Takeh. So Levi had no right. By him, there's a Shalom Akiris HaMitzvah. By Yosef, it could be he was only Ma'acher the Mitzvah. I don't know how Oiskalton this is, but perhaps could be that was the Inyan. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch brings down that Leil Tvile is Mutter Afilo Bishnas Ra'omein. And the Mekor of this Mechaber is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, there's an Isser of Tashmish Bishnas Ra'ovein. So the Yerushalmi says, but a person who's Tov Leibonim, he doesn't have children, he's Mutter. And then Rabbi Yossi says, Bilvad Beleil Tvila. Beleil Tvila. So the Beis Yosef brings down the Yerushalmi. So first the Beis Yosef held that Rabbi Yosi is saying pshat in the heter, that a chesuche vonim is mutter, but he's only mutter leil tvila. So the Beis Yosef says he doesn't understand the Yerushalmi. If there's a heter of a chesuche vonim, so why dafke leil tvila? He's b'chalei nevoin, he's b'chuyiv till he'll have children. So therefore, the Beis Yosef says a different pshat in the Yerushalmi, in Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Yosi is, we're going on the first day. The first day we said that it's also the Shamash Mitos, Bishnas Ra'obayim. So Rabbi Yosi said, Bilvad Leil Tvila. Chesuche Vonim always Mutter. No, Rabbi Yosi is going on the first halachit, that it's also the Shamash Bishnas Ra'obayim, but Leil Tvila is Mutter, and with this dictated the Beis Yosef, Paskins la haloche, that a little tvila is mutter. So the Magen Avraham asks on the Beis Yosef, he says from Taisus, you see Nitazai. Taisus asks the Kasha, what's happened with Levis? What's the Kasha? I mean, little tvila is mutter. So therefore he's chaylik on the Beis Yosef, and he says, Rabbi Yosef was never mutter little tvila. Rabbi Yosef is fakelt as memayet. He's saying, I feel like Suchevoni was only mutter little tvila. I want is the Cheshbon. Because he says, Reib Noshima Misaber Somach Letvilosom, so therefore they were only matter Leil Tvila. Tana Rabbono, Bizman She Yisroel Shruyin Betzar, Upirish Echod Mehen, Boin Shnei Malachi Yashori Shemelavin Leila Odom, מניחים לו ידיים על ראשוי ואומרים פלייני זה שפירש מן הציבור על ירא בנחומס הציבור. The מלאכי ישוז רשי says מלאב לו אל אודם אחד ממיני ואחד משמיילי דחסיב כמלוכה ויצב לוח. One is going to the Yetzer Toiv, one is going to the Yetzer Hore. And they mekallel him. Ben Yoda wants to say, Menichin lo yedeim al roishoi, he says, the Shechina is lamalei meroishoi shel Adam, and the Shechina is betzar, b'chol tzorosam leitzor, and this person, it doesn't bother him, the tzar ha-Shechina, which is al roishoi. So Menichin lo yedeim al roishoi. Oimrim plaini ze shepirish min atzibo. So he says that what they mention his name, that the oisius Hashem of the oisius of the name of a person, hein tzin neirais hashefa shaloi. That the hashpor comes through these oisius. So here, that's the shem of the person. So here they want to be mekal the person, so that's why they mention his name, Ploini. Tanya idach, bizman shehatzibur shori bitzar, al yayma odam eilach lebeisi ve'oichel ve'eshte v'sholem alecha nafsh. The Ben Yoda says pshat, eilach lebeisi ve'oichel ve'eshte. He says, the tzibur b'yoyim tzore, he says, so after they daven, they don't go straight home. They say tillim, they say sliches. And the second thing, they remain in shul, and they're shori b'taynis. And he doesn't want to do these things. That's eilech lebeisi. Number one, I have to say tillim, I have to say sliches. Let them say, I'll go home, he has better things to do. And then he's not mekabel tainus together with the tzibur. Ve'oichel ve'eshte ve'sholem olecha nafshi. Ve'im oisekei, and if he does that, shouldn't do such a thing. Ve'im oisekei olecha kosov oimer v'nei sosein v'simcha harein boko v'shchoitzoin achil boso v'shesois yayin ochil v'shosoi kimochel nomus. Is maxiv basrei v'nigla ba'oznei Hashem tzvokeis imyechupa ro'ovein azel lachem atamus. Vaisis is a mirdik oinish. Now, it's very interesting. This pasuk, the Gemara brings, we hear the Masechtas Yume, by the Dalet Chelkei Kapore, so we hear the Gemara says that a person who's is over on Chilul Hashem, so the Gemara brings this pasuk in Yechupa Ha'ovin Azel Lachem Ad Tamusun. We learn out that a person is Mechal Hashem Shemayim, that Yisurim Memarik, its Yisurim is also Toile in Yechupa Ha'ovin Azel Lachem Ad Tamusun. So this is the Chet. This is the most Chomodik Chet of Chilul Hashem, which is no Kapora Ad Tamusun. Other safe account, the Yisurei Misa al Memarik. It's, there's no Yisurim Bechayv that could be Mechapa Atamus, and that's the Gvalda Kachaymer of Chilul Hashem. And this Posik, this Chet, it would seem that he's not Mishtatef Bezar HaTzibur, so he has the same Oynish. So we have to understand, I don't understand clearly what Dimian this is, the Chil, this Anhog is also called Chilul Hashem. Or Kaponim, it seems that there's the same Oynish of Chilul Hashem, so Vaisis is a, זה בכין על חילול השם. עד כאן מידה בינינים. But this is not a, this is not the worst yet. This is a בינני who he has some fear in himself. He says, Mocha Namus. So there's a fear of missing. Aber bemidas reshoi maiksiv esoyu kam ekra yaim nizba osheicho. They advocate in the matzev of the tziburus betzar. So they're making the drinking wine. Vahoyo kaze yoimocha. Tomorrow also, not mocha namus. Mocha vahoyo kaze yoimocha. Godel yoiser miyoi. This is the lashon of the pasuk. That tomorrow will make a bigger feast than we're making today. So they're ignoring the matzev completely. So by them, it's much worse. Maksiv basrei, hatzadik ovad, vein ish tsom aleiv, ki mimnei horo nesaf hatzadik. Now let us see Rashi. Hinei sosim v'simcha regboka shchaitzoin, achilboso sheshayin ki mocha nomus, ונגלו באוזני השם צבוקי שמחו פה ונזר לכם אטמוס מסוב מידס בינינים שיראים מן המיסה תרסיב בו הוא כמוך נומוס. So that yire is also something. This stand this a little bit. את המרדקי יסוד אכסך מהם Rabbel Yelapion brings down from the brother of the Maral Miprag that he asks Amir de Kekashem that we see that the Einish of a Nara Moroso is much greater than the Einish of a Nesua. A Nara Moroso is Beskila, which is the Chamura Shebemisis. And he says, L'chayre, if a person would be a Sashtikolamden, so l'chayre, one would say that the iser of znus be'eishes ish is, so the more eishes ish is, the greater the kesher is between her and her husband, the greater the einish should be. And aruse is a smaller kesher than a nesua. So why is the einish of a nesua greater than the einish of a aruse? Why is the einish of an aruse greater than the einish of a nesua? So he says, Amoyredeki Yesod, he says, Anarusa, when she does the chet, Anarusa is Bevei Savir, her husband is in another city. So, when she does this chet is done with a, without any fear whatsoever, she's not afraid, she's not afraid of her husband also, her husband is in a different city, she's Bevei Savir. So it is done without any fear whatsoever. It's an avera that's done cold-bloodedly, without any fear. And the sewer that's doing the same chet, but she's having heart palpitations, because she's already the base by law, and what if the husband decides to come in and she'll be caught? So the avera is not done with such a shalva, with such a betach. So memele, so the einish is smaller. So he says, as a meiridikizach, so we find something similar. We find that the Gemara says that why is it that a goynev, a meicher, a boker of a tzoin, so tzoin is a there's a less of an einish than boker. The knas from dalad vehei, so it's dalad by tzoin. So the Gemara says, why? Because he was mevazes atzmai. So it's mu'imdik. He was mevazes atzmai. Mevazes atzmai, when he stole the tzoin, he carried it on his shoulders. That's how he stole it. That's him get back into steal. But when he's stealing it, it's not so bekovedik. It's mevazes atzmai. So, and by Boker, he's a malabata shemensh. He's leading the Boker. So there's no bizoin, so he gets a fifth more of the einish. So we see a moirdiki yisod, that a person does, in Rabbi Yopion says, so So if a person sees what, if there's a pachad, or there's an ine imus, b'shaz da avere, we see how much it becomes niskaten, the einish. So he says, what happens if a person does an avere, it's iskata yitzray, but the heart's klapped him about. I'm doing an avere, and he gives a krechts, and I shouldn't have done it. And thus he says, a person doesn't know how chosh of this krechts is, how much he can accomplish, how much the einish will be niskaten. So perhaps that is pshat over here. That means he's doing a big avla. We see the pasuk is medama to the chet of chilul Hashem. But al koponim there is some fear in him. Shirei min amisek d'chivu kimachal nobos. So the matziv is affecting him in some way. He's not completely ignoring the matziv. Kimachal mo so mamele. So he wants to. Upon him, drown out his sorrows with the chaperein with a good meal before. But that's a beinoni, that's not so bad. But a person says, I saw you come, ekho yayin, venizbo sheikh, bohoyo kaze yaymocha godl yaysamai. But if he's ganzen ignoring the matzah, there's no heart palpitations, nothing. Tomorrow will make whatever, he's ignoring everything. So then the pasuk says, at tzadik oved venish samalei, so what does that mean? Neishala yitztayer hu bero, that he shouldn't be mitztayer bero. Acher shehi gzeire melofono, that means there's a gzeire that there will be ro. So kim neho ro nesef hatzadik, so sim ro is going to come. It means here it says, it seems this is much worse. There it says, he won't have a kapora, to be nifta, but how long he'll be able to live, shteitachnesh, he has time yet. Here it says, ro is going to come, and that is why the tzaddik is nostalgic, he shouldn't witness the ro. Lishna achinim ne roi shaleilu hu nesav shene kadish bohu roitze sheyevakish aleihim rachmim. The Rebbein Shlom does not want that, that's why the Rebbein Shlom wants to bring Ro on them, so therefore the Rebbein Shlom takes away the tzaddik, he shouldn't be Mevakesh Rachm. Gavuche, so I saw bring the bring from the Brisker Rov, Shalokachtim Yad Amori Bacharbi of the Kashti, the Targum says, Bitzloisi Ibibousi. So we see that there's two Lashainis of Tvila, there's Bitzloisi Ibibousi. Tzloisi is Nimshal to Acherev. In Beusi is nimshal to a keshes. So the Brisker Rav explains that there's a difference between a cherev and a keshes. A cherev is a sharp weapon, and that's very dangerous. That can kill. A keshes, an arrow is only. An arrow is dependent on the strength of the one who's going to shoot the arrow. If one has strength and he can pull the bow back enough, then the arrow is dangerous. There's the tfilis there are the tfilis kavuois that Klal Yisrael is mispalo, and those tfilis are a cherev. That means they work, they accomplish what the purpose is. But then there's tfilos miyuchadais. And that one needs miyuchadike tfilos, that's tfilosain. That's called a bakoshe miyuchadis. He says, therefore, the Gemara says, mishe yeshle chayle b'seich beile b'seich yelech eitzel chocham. I should go to chocham, and chocham should be mispalo. He says, because there you need a tfilos miyuchadis. So there you have to know someone who knows how to shoot. There you need a tzloisayin. So therefore you need a chocham. So So it could be, that's, I mean, that's what Rashi says over here in the second Loshon, that Mivnei HaRoh Nesef HaTzadik. We're speaking about the Rebbeinu Shel Monster being Roh. A tzaddik could be misalik this roh. Shivaki shaleim rachmim. And a tzaddik is bekoyach to be misalik the roh. So the Rebbeinu Shlom, who wants that the roh should come about, sees misalik the tzaddik. The chol hamitzayer atzmoi. No. Litzayer odom im etzibo. Shekein motzinu b'moshe rabbeinu. Shetzir atzmoi im etzibo. Shenema videi moshe kveidim. Vayikhu Evan Vayasimu Tahto Vayeshev Olel. Chilehoyolay Moshe Kar Achas Iksas Achas Leshev Olel. Why do you have to sit on a stone? Al Kachoma Moshe Hoyul Vyisroel Shruyim Bitzar Afani Eye Imoem Bitzar. Vachsumir Monso Poshep Shatan Posik. What is the Hemshech of the Posik? The problem was that his hands were heavy. And the Pasuk says later that Tomcho Yodov Mizeh Mizeh Aram V'chul. That was Deitzah. Deitzah was to help support the hands. Then it says, Vayikhu Evan Vesivu Tachta Vayeshev Olel. He didn't have a problem. The standing wasn't the problem. The Yadayim was the problem. So what happened over here? That's when I once saw Moshe Rabbeinu was a very tall person. He was 10 amos tall. So they couldn't support his hands, Aaron Bechul. The hands are too tall, so he had to sit down. And he sat down, so then they were able to support his hands. No, so now he could have sat down on a cushion. He sat down on an Eben that he should be Bitzar. Yeah. We saw Shum Bitzar from the Eimon Bitzar. Bechol HaMetzayer Atzmei Metzibo Zoiche V'roye B'Nechom HaSibo. Bishema Yema Odom Mi Mayid Bi Abne Beishi Shel Odom Vekeres Beishi Shel Odom Mi Idenboy Shnema Ki Evan Mikir Tizak Vechofis Me Eitz Yanena. The Marsha says that he was speaking about if a person is not Mitzayr Atzmoi when the tzibur is bitzar, but he eats, he's yeshu b'teich beise. So who's gonna know about it, what he's doing? So he says, pshat, the pasuk is, ki evan mikir tizak v'chovis meitz yaneno, that the inside stone that sees what he's doing, so he'll be megalot to the outside what he's doing. And the outside people will find out that he's not mitzayer himself with the tzibur. Dvei Rabbi Shila Omru Shnei Malochi Hashoreis Amalavin Leila Odom Hei Meidim Olov Shenema Kimalochov Yitzavoloch Kimalochov Yitzavoloch. Here the Marsha wants to say this is not speaking about Afka Arinian. He says the Shaso Loisa says in every Avera that a person does, so he creates a Malach Ra, and so the Malochim which are washing him, what he's doing, so whenever he does a dobarah, there's a malacha that's created, so that's my dia, lemaylo ki malacha v'yitzabaloch. Abchitka oma nishmosei shel odom hi me'ida olo, shenema meshecheves reikecho shmer pisrei picho. So this is talking about the chet adibo. That is a shaykhis with neshome, so that's meyid on the dibur, the diburim asurim of Odom. Yesh oimrim evorav shel Odom meidim boy. So he said this is going on the bitul mitzvah sasei, this ramach mitzvah sasei, and the evorim are meyid. That means one can see the pagam of the mitzvah sasei in each eva. They may shnema atem eidai niyum Hashem. The Trashi Kofis Chatzilavena Rgivim Lasita Benstein Nidvechei Ha'etzim, the two rows of wood, and there used to be this Kofis in between. Hori Garsinin Eivorav Shalodim Emeidim Boi Shanem Avatem Eidai Loshen Rabim Nurm Hashem. The Mora says further, Keil Amuna Vein Ovel. Keil Amuna Kishem Shenifroim In Reshoim Lo'ilam Abo. just like the Rabbeinu Shalom is nifra min ha-reshoim lo'ilam habo, keil amune, afilo al avere kale, sho'isin, kach nifroim min ha-tzadikim bo'ilam hazeh al avere kale, sho'isin. But so they're paid on this world. Ve'ein ovel, kishem shemishalmim socha la-tzadikim lo'ilam habo, afilo al mitzve kale, sho'isin, kach mishalmim scha la-reshoim bo'ilam hazeh, על אפילו על מצווה קלה שעושה. צדיק ויושר הוא, אמרו בשעס פטירוסי של אודם, לבייסי לומי כל מייסוב נפרוטים לפונוב. אמרים לוי כך וכך עשיסו במוקים פלויני, ויואים פלויני, ואימא הן. The Ben Yehuda says that that's what the Mokim and the Yoim come into Cheshbin. He says as follows. What a person does the Mokim has a Ashpo on the Mokim also. The Moishav Leitzim La Yoshav. That means a Moishav where Leitzim was sitting, a person should not sit. That means that Mokim became embedded with the Tumma of Letzonis. The idach gis if a person does a mitzvah in a mokim, so that's mekadish the mokim. The tzlach says kol akeveya mokim letfilosoi, lekei avron ba'ozroi. That means this mokim, each tefillah that he does in this mokim is mesayeya the next tefillah. A person has so the pulis of a person affect the mokim. So memele. After the Ptire, not only what he did, kach b'kach asisa b'mokim ploini. So the Ben Yehuda says that if he was mashrish atume in this mokim, and because of this other people were nichshul, so memel desanuchesben, you created a mokim michshul because of your avere, so there's a cheshben. Then he brings another pshat, b'mokim ploini, that means the avera that a person does is also measured where it was done. If it was done in a shul, in a beis medrash, there's a different chayme, paltin shel mokim, samamele, so the mokim is also, besides the truk and the maise, have an effect on the pula. B'yayim ploini, so he wants to say pshat, there's another cheshbin. B'yayim ploini chazal tell us that a person should always think that the oilom is chetzi zakev and chetzi chayev, will do a mitzvah, so he's machir the oilom lekav schus, he does an avere, so he's machir the oilom lekav chayva. So memele, b'yayim ploini also has a gewaldike cheshben. The b'yayim ploini is you have to know, on that day, what was the matzah for oilom? Was the oilam and the matzav of Reiv Zachias, or did he make it Reiv Chayva? Then he brings another pshat from his son, that B'yayim Ploini also, that an Aveira in a Yom Kodesh is more chomer than an Aveira not in a Yom Kodesh. So these, besides the Asiso, the Mokim has a Cheshbin, and the Yom has a Cheshbin. And he's made it to everything. V'aymrim lechasayim v'chayisem. Shnema b'yad kol odom yachtayim. V'loi oidol shematztik olo v'sadin. V'aymrim lem yofet dantuni. Svachmid ben Yehuda says pshat that there wasn't a din yet. The fakir, they show him he's able to understand what the din will be. And he's already made on the din. Kaim Bashanema Lamantizdak Bidovrech. Let us see Rashi, the Maidr Siv Kela Muna Beinovo, Kshem Shemishalim, Kach Misham, Lorishoim Beilamazek, the Leterdom in the Ilam Abo. Rashi Siv, and Mishalim, Bosayna Vapon of Lavida, Beinovo, Shein Oise, what's the Bach, Shein Oise, Dovo, Beloidin emes v'tzedek. Tadik v'yosh amatzik adin ala tzadikim, lefroye mehem, ויסטויבי וישרסים הראשויים לפלוי כל סחוסם, ואילם הזה כדי לתרדו. ביד כל אודם יחתם, כויסב מעשה כל אודם, ומחתם יד כל אודם על כל מייסה. כלומר, תצטק בדברך, שמעצה גולו בדברך, שאתה מער אלוהי.